Great Country Q94, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by last week's Subway Papa Murphy's Athlete of the Week, Katie Guider, a student athlete from Clayton Ridge High School, joining us here. So, Katie, first off, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you get a nice little two-hour delay from school today, and it feels like you haven't really had school much over the last couple weeks. How's that been with practice and games and just the jumbling of the schedule over the last couple weeks?
It's been difficult to adjust with basketball. We definitely like to keep a schedule and prepare for our games, but we've been very lucky to just move into everything.
Yeah, and you've been playing some good basketball as of late here, winning, it looks like, 1, 2, 3, 4 of your last six. So this team's starting to turn things around here on the back half of the season. What do you think's been the difference in your squad starting to pick up some victories here throughout the conference and into the new year?
I think we've definitely started playing more as a team and just adjusting. We're a pretty young team. We don't have very many veterans, so with only having three seniors this year, we're just playing more as a team and finding our game together.
Yeah, and that was the case. The game that got you onto the pole and helped you win Athlete of the Week was the Postville game for your squad, and you had 16 points in that contest and six rebounds as well, and Amira Millard has been on the poll before as well, and I believe even won Athlete of the Week. She had 17 points in that game, so you talked about it, you know, just playing as a team and distributing the basketball, and a lot of girls getting into the scorebook helped you with that one, and it's helped you over the last couple weeks, right?
Yes.
What did it feel like when you got nominated? How did you find out you were nominated? Was it somebody reaching out, a friend, family member that reached out, and then you see throughout the week the school district posting about it, friends and family posting about it on Facebook? How did that feel?
It was so surreal. I was just driving down the road and I got a call from my mom and could not believe it.
Yeah, that had been a pretty cool moment. And then did you have, you know, community members, fellow classmates, stuff like that, you know, talking to you about it throughout the week?
Yes, everywhere in the small town.
That's got to feel pretty good, right? To be the kind of the star of the show for the week, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, the Subway Papa Murphy's Athlete of the Week, Katie Guider, we're talking with from Clayton Ridge High School. And as we mentioned, you and your squad turning things around here throughout the back half of the season. It looks like four games left on the schedule I got in front of me here for you as you wrap up this season and then into the postseason. You said a young group, but slowly turning into some veterans as you go throughout the year. What is the expectations, the goals here for the rest of the season?
We definitely have to battle. I think we're sitting in a good place right now for conference. We're looking forward to the upcoming games that we have, and we're just getting ready to prepare and move on.
There we go. Katie, congratulations once again, Subway Papa Murphy's Athlete of the Week. Congratulations, and good luck the rest of your season.
Thank you.